This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I know that this is already a tedious story, judging from your reaction and Keith's reaction. Yesterday, J.J. Redick was asked about the Lakers' plans for a historic LeBron-Bronny Game 1 of the NBA season, and he said, We haven't decided anything, but we are trying to figure out what we want to do with it. And when I said this to you guys in the pre-show, both of you rolled your eyes. Is that fair?
Very fair, because this is tough. I'm looking at this. LeBron James, of course, we all can agree that he's one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Eraser phrase. Yes.
Yes. Now we forget that. Now you bring in your son, and number one for me, should have never been drafted this year. Number two for me, played on a team out west that I will not even mention the name because I can't stand the team. Mm-hmm. Growing up in Arizona.
I'll do it. USC.
I look at that as University of South Carolina. So that's the way I'll take that.
And by the way, that's the way people in Charlotte also, and, right? And the Carolinas
exactly.
Also look at it. Yeah.
Yep, that's the way we got to look at it. But for me right now, having Bronny play with his father, awesome, right? We say that history, but he doesn't deserve to be in the NBA right now. And so for game one, we haven't even started the NBA season yet, and yes, I'm already annoyed.
So I'm fully prepared for Bronny to start with LeBron as like a ceremonial thing in game one.
And then do you bench both of them?
No, what happens is Bronny plays for 3 minutes, and then we never hear from him again. He goes straight to the G League after that. Like, you can't, if you're the Lakers, and I know because everyone's going to be like, oh, he doesn't deserve it, this. It's not about that. From that standpoint, if you're the Lakers and you do anything other than rip that Band-Aid off right out of the gate, and then we never talk about it again, I think you open yourself up for a story that you don't need to. Like, I think if you wait to do this till game 5, or if you wait to do this till, you know, game 20, I do think that it's going to be kind of a consistent questioning and a little, I don't want to say a distraction, but it is going to be something that entire locker room gets asked. That's not helping Bronny. It's sure not going to help LeBron. I say you do it right off the rip. I say you start the kid, give him 3 minutes on the court, pull him, and then we'll see him if he ever becomes a good NBA player.
I'm looking at it this way too. How much pull does LeBron James have on this team? We know that he pulls a lot with getting veteran players over there. How much pull does he have with his son now?
Well, let me ask you, do you think that he's going to insist that they start? Because I don't think he will. I think if Bronny starts in that first game or gets in the first quarter, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be because of LeBron. It's going to be because I think the Lakers organization realizes they want to get this historicness out of the way.
So if he starts, like you're saying, play for 3 minutes, if he doesn't start, then there's no history. Because it's game one, he didn't start, though. If he starts, there's history, father-son. If he doesn't start, yeah, there's a little bit of history there, father-son. But I look at it that I still don't think he should be on the team, period.
Can I tell you right now? I have this problem that I occasionally tell people things about themselves that they don't want to hear. You're going to watch every second of it. Just be honest. Be honest. You're going to watch it. The curiosity will get you if they say 5 days out, we're starting Bronny in game one. We want to embrace history. You're going to be watching it that night, aren't you?
I'll leave it up to my son.
Now, because you have a son, it makes it even more likely you're going to watch it because you are going to want to be able to say, we watched that historic thing. No son has ever played with their, or no dad has ever played with their son in an NBA game and started certainly game one. I just want you to admit it, just for me, just between pals.
I can't. Not on air.
Oh. You know, the problem is, if I see a tweet later right. that you said
there,
that,
there you go.
My favorite debate on this whole thing is, does Bronny call LeBron dad on the court? And LeBron is trying to be like, he's not going to call me dad on the court. I'm sorry, my kid has called me Nick once, like testing the waters. I'm sure they've probably done it. Your kids have done it to you too. I'm like, no, that's not my name. No, I've earned the dad thing. I changed the diapers. I put the roof over your head. I have worked my butt off. I have given love. I have given attention. I am dad. If even on the court, you're going to still call me dad. Or call me pops. Call me something like
that's
that.
That's what I was just going to say. Call me pops. Leave the dad notion out of it. I guess I'm the curiosity, like you just brought up, and I'll go ahead and say it on air. I am curious to see, does he start? I still don't like the idea. I don't like the concept of it. But assist from LeBron to his son for a dunk might be kind of cool.
I think it's going to be an attempted assist from LeBron to Bronny on like the most egregious missed three in NBA history. Just given what we saw in the G League, where Bronny was like, oh my God, Philip Seymour Hoffman in Along Came Polly, where he's like, rain check, and he like missed it by like 10 feet. I know that the LeBron haters, I'm not saying you are, Keith is. I'm not saying that. But I do think the LeBron haters are going to scoff at this. I don't think he should. Whether he handpicked his kid on that team or not, I think it's... And listen, I can scoff at the Lakers doing this for basketball reasons. This is how it goes. This is just another feather in the cap of LeBron's legacy of being able to say he did something that Michael didn't. Whether or not whether or not Michael had the power to do this or not, or whether or not, quite frankly, Bronny deserves it or not. I honestly don't even care if Bronny deserves it. Go get it. I want to see it. I do. I want to see every bit of it. I'll get annoyed by the third time I see it, and it's not necessary. One time out for, I don't know, vanity's sake, I'm all in.
So if they do it for Sports Illustrated's sake, right, you know, you get that big picture of a father-son on the court at the same time, maybe that, and then he probably doesn't see the court again the rest of the season.
I'd be shocked. Unless they absolutely hit the skids, and they're just like, all right, let the kid play, see what we can develop into.
Right.
But at that point, I don't know if Bron's going to be on the team anymore. 216-474-0092. J.J. Redick, Lakers' new head coach, says the Lakers are mulling plans for the historic first game involving LeBron and Bronny. Do you hate this? Do you love this?